Good evening, brothers, sisters.
Maneru, ama nyanzazi.
It's a great honor.
Kuremekezwa kukuru.
I want to thank the family.
Ndinoda kutenda muri.
For allowing me to say something.
Ndinokunditendera kutaura chimwe chinhu.
I also greet all the ministers tonight.
Ndinokwasira vashumiri vose manheru ano.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Muzita raJesu Kristu.
Amen. Condolences from the family.
Ndinokunza shoko renyaradzo kumuri.
Family from
muri kwaShanik.
South Africa.
Kubva South Africa.
Brother Chesa made an impact on my family.
Brother Chesa vaka mpenyu wa vakabata pa mhuri yangu.
Since we met them. Since we met.
Okubva patikasangana nawo patikavaziya.
The Chesa family.
Mhuri yakwa Chesa.
We met them in the early 90s.
Takasangana kuma 90 achitanga.
Amen.
Amen.
And since then.
Kubva ipapo.
He made a big impact
vakava nekubata kukuru
on our family
pamuri yedu,
and that's the reason
ndochikonzero
we
kuzitsoka
in the sense of time.
Mujecha renguva.
Amen.
Amen.
Now we are all fishermen.
Tese tiri varedzi pamwechete nao.
When we met Brother Chesa the first time,
patikasangana Brother Chesa kekutanga,
he came over to us.
Vakauya kwatiri,
and he went with us to the
dam
and to do fishing.
Kuti tinoraura.
And he was watching us.
Vaiti tarira.
And normally the boys are very excited when they catch.
Kazhinji vakomana vanyatsofara zvikuru kana vachinge vabata.
And and then it seems like
zvakaita sekunge
the fishing got a hold of him.
Kuredza kwakazovabata ivo.
But he mentioned a few things there.
Asi vakataura zvimwe zvinhu kumashure ikoko.
And he said to Nikki,
vakati kuna Nikki,
why are you so serious when you fish?
Zvanzi sei wewe uchiraura uri serious kudaro so?
No one is talking.
Hapana ari kutaura.
No one is eating.
Hapana ari kudya.
We explained to Brother Chesa.
Zvino takatsanangura kuna Brother Chesa.
It is part of putting a meal on the table.
Tikati chikamu chekutiwane kuti kumba kutodyiwa.
That's why we are so serious.
Ndokusaka kana takunoredza tinenge takanyatsobatikana tiri serious chaizvo chaizvo.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you still appreciate the olden days?
Muchiri kuyamura here mazuva yaka. Amen.
The days when you were making some plans, you know, to keep the family.
Mazuva ekuti vaibuta zvimwe zvinhu kuti mhuri irarame.
Eating.
Kuti vadye.
And he heard another expression.
Zvino vakataura chimwe chauro zvakare.
And he said,
zvikanzi,
I heard so much about pan size.
Ndakanzwa zvakanyanya pamusoro pekuti pan size.
Every time when we catch fish,
pese pataibata hove,
and we will ask one another,
taibvunzana,
is it pan size?
I pan size here.
And if it's not pan size, throw it back.
Kana isiri pan size, idzoserei mvura.
And I told him, Brother Chesa, you know what?
Ndikati Brother Chesa munoziva chi?
In different homes is different sizes.
Mudzimba dzakasiyana ka, ma size acho akasiyanawo futi.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are really thankful.
Saka tinotenda zvikuru.
Now in Zimbabwe,
muZimbabwe,
in South Africa, in the fresh water dams,
South Africa madam ane mvura isingavave fresh water dams,
we normally catch carp and different other species.
Ikoko tinobata carp nedzimwe dzakasiyana siyana.
But norm mostly in Zimbabwe,
asi kuzhinji muZimbabwe,
it's the bears.
No bata bears.
Right, they catching bears.
To bata bears.
And to catch bears,
no kubata bears,
you will have to use artificial bait.
Unofanira kuti utoshandisa zviredzo kana zvikwezvo zvakatogadzirwa nevanhu kuti zvikwezve base racho.
But when this fisherman
asi uyu murauri paeredzo
behind this desk
kana akuseri zvinokwe desk rino
is not using an artificial gospel.
Anga asingashandise zvekuredza zvakagadzirwa nevanhu.
Amen.
Amen.
So what the bears will do,
saka bears zvaraita,
because the artificial bait,
nekuti mawemo ekugadzira,
it's rubber, it's plastic,
irabha plastic nezvimwe zvakadaro,
and you'll have to move it all the time, you'll have to reel it up all the time,
waifanira kuramba uchifambisa,
because it acts like a live bait,
nekuti inobva yaita sange hove mhenyu iri kufamba.
But when this man of God
asi muranda washe
stands behind the pulpit,
kana achingamira kuseri kwepulpit,
there's no artificial
panga pasina zvekugadzirira
bait
kana chinokwezva chekugadzirira
that he has used in his lifetime,
zvaakashandisa muupenyu hwake.
It was nothing else,
panga chisiri chimwe
chinokunze, nothing less,
kana chidiki,
but the message of the
asi anga iri mharidzo yenguva.
Amen.
Amen.
So we would like to encourage the young ministers.
Zvino tinakukurudzira vashumiri vechidiki.
The message
maridzo
is not artificial bait.
Haisi chinokwezva chakagadzirwa nevanhu.
It is the food in due season.
Kudya mumwaka wakafanira.
And we've got evangelists here, young men, you know.
Tine vavhangeri panapa iko zvino.
I started off preaching the message when I was 19 years.
Ndakatanga kuparidza mharidzo ndine makore 19.
Now, most of the time if you see the people don't repent,
kazhinji kacho unoona vanhu havatendeuke,
then you change your bait.
Wobva wachinja manje chekushandisa pakuredza.
Don't do that.
Usadaro.
There will be a fish.
Pachava neimwe hove.
A predestinated fish.
Hove yakafanira kutemerwa.
That will take that Malachi 4 hook.
It has got Torah, Shirezo, Malachi 4.
This message is not an artificial
bait.
They are predestinated fishers.
Kuneva paridzi vakafanira kutemerwa.
Rather,
hama,
if that hook reach them,
kana chirezo chasvika pavari,
grab that
hook. Vanochibata chirezo ichocho.
And here we are tonight. Praise his wonderful name. Jesus is faithful. Amen.
Amen, amen.
We are thankful.
Tinotenda.
Sister Chesa, God bless you.
Amen.
If God calls a man, he calls his wife. And I'm thankful.
Tinotenda.
For wives.
Nemadzimai.
Sisters.
Hanzvadzi.
They don't stand with their husbands.
Vanomira nemadzimai nevarume vavo.
When things go easy.
Zvinhu kana zvinge zvashata.
But it is in the rough times.
Panguva dzakaoma.
Difficult times.
Nguva dzemadzudzo.
Where you see.
Nipaune paunoona.
The preacher's wife.
Mudzimai wemuparisi.
Is called.
Kuti uyu akadanwa.
Amen.
Amen.
On her knees.
Pamabvi.
Praying for the ministry.
Achinamatira mushumiri.
Praying for us.
Achinamatira murume wako.
God has given this man the best. Amen.
Murume uyu akakapa mudzimai akanakisa.
We want to thank the church tonight.
Tinoda kutenda church manerana.
For praying.
Nekunamata.
For your pastor.
Vachinamatira pastor.
God is good tonight.
Mwari vakanaka manerano.
Now before going down.
Ndisandadzika.
Now in Pentecost.
PaPentecost.
They taught us.
Vakatidzidzisa.
If you go over your time.
Ukapfurira nguva yako.
Amen. Someone will come and pull your jacket.
Hapana anoyabva kudhonza bhachi kumaPentecostal.
Not talking anything, just.
Haana chaanotaura. Anosongodhonza bhachi
rako. I'm used to that too, just.
Saka ndajaira kudhonza bhachi.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So but believers.
Asi vatendi.
Precious is the death.
Zvakakosha pamberi paJehovha rufu revachene vamwari
that die in Jesus Christ.
Vanofa muna Kristo Jesu.
His work has been accomplished.
Basa rake rakazadzikiswa.
God, amen, he did His purpose.
Vakaita chinangwa chamwari.
And his purpose has been met.
Zvino chinangwa chakazadzikiswa.
Precious in the sight of
chakakosha mumaziso ashe.
The death of him.
Kufa kwevatsvene.
Amen. Now, in the message Uncertain Sound.
Mumharidzo inonzi rusha rusingadzikisisiki Uncertain Sound.
Brother Branham speaks of everything is so uncertain. We live in a day of uncertainty. Where everything is so uncertain. He says, you might leave the church tonight. Amen. Uncertainty. You don't know if you will come back Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
So you might make promises. You might do this and you know and all that. But it's all uncertain. Now death
Rufu
is certain.
Amen.
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 It is appointed that man must die once.
Kuti munhu achafa kamwe chete.
And it's not how you die. Whether it's in a car accident or fishing, it's the condition that you are dying in. If you die as a son of God, there's a law in you that you shall be raised. Amen.
Amen.
You might be swallowed up by a whale.
Unogona kumedzwa nehove.
The crocodiles might destroy your body.
Kana nezvimwe zvakadaro.
But there's a law.
Asi pane murayiro.
That's in us.
Uri mukati medu.
Even if our body warms. Destroys this body.
Kunyange honye dzedu dzikaparadza mutumbino.
In my flesh.
Kunyange munyama yangu.
I shall see.
Ndichaona Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm thankful, church.
Ndinotenda kereke.
So death is certain.
Asi rufu nderwe mazuro kwazo.
There's no negotiation.
Apana nyayeko. Ya apana kunegotiate apo.
If you don't die tonight.
Kana ukafa manerana.
Maybe next week.
Ah, can you cast a farmer next week?
But you know what? It is uncertain.
As you know,
when death knocks at your door.
Chisinga zozi kanwe. There's a good rufuru acho. Rucha gugu zarini.
Death.
Rufu.
Don't send you an SMS.
Ari kutumire SMS kutimangwana ndouya.
Death,
Rufu,
don't send you a warning.
Rufu, arukupe yambiro.
You must be ready.
Unofanengoka gadzirira.
At all times.
Panguwa zese.
Death,
Rufu,
doesn't know what an email is.
Arizoti email chi.
Death doesn't know what Facebook is.
Rufu, aruzia Facebook.
Amen. The
Amen.
Only thing death knows.
Chino
if God sends me.
Kana
to take one of his children. That's all that I'm here. And we are thankful tonight.
Chino
church. Now is there you might be an unbeliever. My friend.
Shamari yangu.
Death is certain.
Rufu.
But no warning.
Asi haruna yambiro.
You can be as healthy as a fish in the water.
Unogonanga wakati gwindiri sehove iri mvura.
Amen.
Amen.
You might use the best products.
Unogona kushandisa maproducts akaisonaka anozikanwa panapa.
To keep the gray hair away.
Kuti bvudzi risachena imvidzisa uye.
And to keep this old flesh in shape. Death.
Asi rufu.
Is certain.
Derwe maziro kwazo.
Amen.
Amen.
You can even put some polish on your gray hair.
Unogona kutotsvaka dai. Wodhaya musoro.
The gray hair will just grow out.
kukana wapedza kudhaya kurimwe jena richabuda padhai ipapo.
But we are thankful.
Asi tinotenda.
The prophet says.
Profeta anoti.
Death is behind us.
Rufu riri kuseri kwedu.
The grave is behind us.
Guva riri kumashure kwedu.
Hell is behind us.
Gehenna riri kumashure kwedu.
Because Christ conquered hell, grave and
death. Nekuti Kristo akakunda guva, gehenna nerufu.
It has been conquered already.
Zvakatokundwa kare.
So we are more than conquerors.
Tiri vakundi nekupfuurisa.
In Christ Jesus.
Muna Kristo Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you tonight.
Ishe vakuropa padzema nhero ano.
Make sure
that
you accept Jesus Christ.
Unogamuchira Jesu Kristo.
Before death
rufu
knocks at your door.
Rusati wagugudza pamukova pako.
Because the prophet says,
Noti profita anotaura kuti,
when death knocks at my
kana, door, kana
I don't want no problem.
Handidi matambudziko.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not speaking about your problems here. The problems between you and your creator.
Praise the
Lord. And this is the time. It's a revival. Celebration. Amen.
Amen.
We are thankful for this life that was lived before. May the Lord bless you
today.
May the Lord bless you
today. Amen. Glory. Amen, amen.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You'll have to take the mic otherwise.
Amen. Mototora mic yangu kana kuti ndoendera mberi. Amen. Oh, my. I was seated behind there and I was thinking when the elders tend to speak, the prophet tells us we must listen. And he says when they start talking, sometimes they don't finish. So I was wondering whether Brother Shanek was going to finish in time. So when he was packing his papers and so on, I said to Pastor Chinde, is it true? He said, yeah, it's true. I'm surprised. Let's clap hands for our elders.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. A fish has a law to swim. A bird has a law to fly. But a believer has a law. A law to believe in God. A law of revelation. A law that makes him grow. A law that will shape him up. To a day he will defy gravity. That's the law reigning in us. That's the law that was reigning in Pastor Chester. That's why today we are rejoicing when we are fellowshipping around these words. Because they speak a language that we had in the thoughts of God before the world began. God bless you, Pastor Shane. Thank you for the expressions.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is again my honor to welcome one fireball. You know, when you are on a plane and the assistants are getting the flight ready, there will be announcements coming intermittently. And at some point, they will then say when you are about take off. They will say, fasten your belts and get ready for takeoff. I'm saying the same to you. Fasten your seat belt. We are ready to take off. One of the elders in the country, a man who has worked tirelessly in the East,
Murume akashanda zvine simba kumabvazuva.
You can't help loving him.
Aunga auna sarudzo asi kungovada.
That's what he is.
Ndozo vangori
lovable.
Vanongodika.
If there is a man that I have seen,
kana pane murume wandakamboona,
who when he makes a mistake,
ukuti kana akakanganisa,
he doesn't hesitate to say sorry.
Havanyare kuti ndiregerereyo.
That's him.
Ndozo vari.
And to me,
kwandiri,
that's a Christian.
MuKristu chaiye.
According to the word.
Maringe neshoko.
That's a Christian.
MuKristu.
That's none other
ndiye uyu
than Pastor Joseph Maka Chikosi.
Hakuna mumwe kunze kwa Pastor Joseph Maka Chikosi. Mari vakuropa fadze. Hallelujah.
I want to greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
No kwasa Jesu.
So sad.
Sino suisa.
I've never been shaken like I was this time.
And nakumbozunguzwa sezvandaitwa panguva ino.
And somehow you think as ministers,
pane imwe nguva unofunga kuti sevashumiri,
God grants us a little bit of more protection.
Kuti Mwari vanotipa kumwe kuchengetedzwa kwakati pfuurirei.
Which yes he does.
Uongo vanozviita.
As long as he still needs us.
Kana vachiri kungotida.
But when our work is finished.
Asi kana basa redu rapera.
It doesn't matter who I am.
Asina basa kuti ndinani.
Or who you are.
Kana kuti iwe ndiwani.
Brother Walter.
Brother Walter.
It was not your fault.
Yanga isiri mhosva yenyu.
That was not a wave.
Ranga risiri ufungu.
That was a whirlwind.
Yanga changa chiri chamupupuri.
Which came.
Chakauya.
It was the angels of God.
Tanga dziri mungirozi.
The chariot was swinging down low.
Ngoro yanga ichiderera.
Separated the brothers from the pastor.
Yakapatsanura hama nemfundisi.
He hung on a little branch.
Vakabatirira pakabasi.
That chariot came again.
Ngoro ikatoka zvakare.
Caused the boat to knock the tree stump.
Yakabva yatingi boti iende kure.
To separate the pastor from the tree.
Kupatsanura mfundisi nemuti.
And God says,
Mwari akati,
after you were preaching,
mushure menguva paridza,
and when you were resting,
paunga uri kuzorora,
doing the thing that gave you so much comfort,
uchiita zvinhu zvaikunyaradza nguva zhinji,
fishing,
kuraura,
I take you home.
Ndokutora kuya kumusha.
But I am not going to let your body be retrieved tonight.
Asi handisi kuda kuti mutumbi wako uwanikwe nhasi.
So that you may fellowship.
Kuti uwadzane.
With the fishes.
Nehove. Hallelujah.
They won't touch you.
Uya hatimbokubate.
I want the fishes to come and see.
Ndoda kuti hove dzimbouya kuzokuona.
And maybe there were fishes that night.
Pamwe pave nehove usiku uyu.
I said, I know this man. He picked up my uncle. I know this man. He picked up my daughter-in-law. I wonder what's happening to him. God watched over him.
Amen.
God watched over him.
The
whole night. And today he's laying life.
Nasi unovarere apa.
Sister Chesa.
Sister Chesa.
Where are you?
Makagara papi.
I'm sorry.
Dine urombo.
I'm sorry.
Dine urombo.
My wife is not here with me.
Mudzimai wangu haasi pano neni.
We could not afford two tickets.
Hatina kukwanisa kuti tiuye nematiketi maviri edu tese.
She sends her condolences.
Vanditumira shoko renyaradzo kwamuri.
My friends are going.
Shamari dzangu dziri kuenda.
Brother Mabugu said that I keep coming.
Brother Mabugu vataura kuti chagara ndichingouya.
I guess I must just come.
Hongu ndinofanira kuramba ndichiuya.
Not to witness your going.
Kwete kuzokuona kuenda kwenyu.
To prepare for my own.
Asi kugadzirira kuendawo kwangu ini.
Someone said.
Mumwe munhu akati.
There was a man who at every funeral would always tell who the next one to die would.
Paive nemurume pekuti parufu rwega roga aiwanzoudza vanhu kuti ari kutevera ndiani.
Just like tomorrow when we go to lay our brother down, he would say, brother, you are next.
Sezva kangopana mangwana tiviga mufundisi aibva kuti imi hama ndimi muri kutevera.
It never missed.
Aisapotsa.
Sister, you are next.
Hanzvadzi ndimi muri kutevera.
it never missed. He would always see a star above the person. And he knew that was the next
one.
And on the last death which happened, he tried to look for the star. He never saw it. So they asked him, who is next? He says, I'll tell you after I see something. If I see it, I'll let you know. And the next time,
Pakatevera.
It was himself.
Ndiye wacho akazofa.
The star was above him.
Nyeredzi yanga iri pamusoro pake, saka asina kuiona.
So maybe I better come to prepare.
Pamwe rega ndiwe ndizogadzira.
I wish I was as nice as Brother Blessing.
Joshua denda kanaka sekunaka kwakaita Brother Blessing.
But I thank God for who I am.
Asi ndotenda Mwari nezvandiriwo.
It's by grace that we all are what we are.
Inyasha dzamari kuti tive zvatiri tose.
Sure it is. I want to bring also condolences from the church in Sheffield. The church in
UK.
Pastor John Mkangano.
Now, Pastor John Mkangano.
Tonight they are having a memorial service in Sheffield.
Memorial service in Sheffield.
Our church and Pastor John's church, they are coming together to have memorial service for our precious pastor.
Church yangu ne church ya Brother John Mkangano vari kuungana pamwe chete kuti vaive memorial service ya Pastor Chesa.
And if the live streaming is on, they are following the
kana zvino zviri pa live streaming vari kutoteverawo zviri kuitika kuno.
I spoke to Pastor Simon Peters, he say, who was a close friend to Pastor Chesa.
Ndataura na Pastor Simon Peters vangu ari shamwari yepedyo na Pastor Chesa.
He wanted to come,
vanga vachida kuuya,
but could not make up with the deadlines of the funeral.
Asi vanga vasingakwanise kuzobata nguva yekuti panozovigwa mufundisi vasati vasvika kuno asi vatuma mashoko. Ndataura na
Pastor Dele, as we normally call him, Pastor Dele.
Tinowanzo vati Pastor Dele.
He sends his condolences from Nigeria.
Tumira shoko rawo renyaradzo kubva ku Nigeria.
I spoke to Pastor Eric Mukoko, who was also a very close friend to pastors.
Ndataura na Pastor Eric Mukoko wangu ari shamwari yepedyo na Pastor Chesa.
He sent his condolences. And some of the believers in the UK also gave me some condolences in cash. Just a few brothers that donated, it's about
$1,000.
I want to thank them. Now, I am grieved. Pastor Chesa and myself share the same birth year. And every time I would celebrate my birthday, and I would remember he's also going to celebrate his shortly after mine. He was born in March. I was born in February. And he hasn't been able to get to the next birthday. I don't know, maybe my star is also hanging above me. But those things no one knows. Known him since 1978.
A
very cheerful brother. Always addressed me as Brother Joe. From his heart. Whenever he wore his clothes, he never forgot to wear his smile. I thank God for that. That smile would always welcome you, even if you were coming with a buffalo attitude. You just felt defeated already. You just began to smile.
Well.
I want to really thank him and his wife. They were just buddies. I'll say this to Sister Chesa. When I met him in
DRC,
a couple of years ago, there was a convention up there at Pastor, out there in,
Papa in a convention ku DRC.
I'm forgetting that brother, VB Dealers.
Ku church kwa brother VB Dealer.
So I hadn't seen him for a long time, and I was just flying straight from from the UK. So when I met him, I saw him so fit and, you know, he had lost so much weight. I said, Pastor, you are looking good.
Dansant navaona kungu yakareba saka ndakangotora flight kubva ku UK kunaka kujera sei pandakavaona ndakashamisa kuti vakanga vatoderera uye vachivirakidza neutano wakanaka.
Said, Brother Joe, God has helped me.
Vakati Brother Joe, Mwari andibatsira.
He began to share with me the Edmark program.
Vakatanga kunditaura pamusoro peurongwa hweEdmark.
And I also was now fearing for myself because sometimes I would hear some things and you people know you.
Ini ndakanga kutanga kusvikira kuti ndombonzwa zvimwe zvinhu zvinenge zvichingoitika zvandisingazvisisi.
You know, there is things that must happen in your body without your knowledge. That's why God put some things behind some ribs so that you don't hear what's going on.
Pane zvinhu zvinofanira kuitika.
To hear those things, it's not good.
Pane zvinhu zvinofanira kuitika mumiri wako mukati usingazvinzwe. Ndosaka Mwari vakaisa zvinhu kuseri kwembabvu asi kwana wakutanga kuzvinzwa pane chatoipa.
He said to me, no, you need this, you need this.
Vakataiwa munoda izvi neizvi neizvi.
I said, thank you, Pastor.
Ndikati hamaita basa, Pastor.
I said, last time you were very sick a few years ago.
Ndikati makore mashoma apfuura mairwara chaizvo.
He said, yes, Brother Joe, I really was sick.
Vakati hongu, Brother Joe, ndainyatsorwara.
You know what Eastley Church Sister Chesa?
Munozachi Eastley Church Sister Chesa?
That should have been his time to go.
Ndo yanga iri nguva yayo kuti vaende.
But your prayers.
Asi munamato wenyu.
Held him back.
Ndo wakava chengeta.
He was a Hezekiah.
Angari Hezekiah.
God gave him a few more years.
Mwari vakavawedzera mamakore.
And look what he achieved. Look what.
Tarisai muone zvavakakwanisa kuita.
I've attended many funerals of pastors.
Ndakaenda paichemwa mafundisi akawanda.
I've never seen such an influence just from a humble man.
Handisandamboona runzira yakadai kubva kune munhu akazvininipisa kudai.
I've never seen.
Handisati ndambozviona izvi.
There were many probably who thought he was nothing. They had some thoughts about him.
Pamwe pane vane vaifunga kuti anga asiri chinhu pamafungiro avo.
It's not what we think about someone.
Haisi mafungiro aunoita pamusoro pemunhu.
It's what God knows. Knows about something.
Ah, sin, ndozvinozikana naMwari pamusoro pemunhu iye.
Look at his works, they follow him.
Mabasa ako anokutevera.
It's really amazing how God is no respecter of persons.
Zvinoshamisa sei kuti Mwari havaremekedze munhu.
He does not respect persons.
Mwari havaremekedze munhu.
But any man a humble heart that will just surrender his life to God.
Asina ani nani zvake anongove nemoyo wakazvininipawo zvipira kuna Mwari.
Brother Blessing held on to his vision.
Brother Blessing vakaramba kubatira pachiratidzo chavo.
Accomplished his commission.
Vakaramba vakabatsira pakutumwa kwavo.
And I want Eastley Church to know, Brother Rayford and all of you elders.
Ndoda kuti Eastley Church muziva, Brother Rayford neve vakuru vese.
God is in control.
Mwari ndivo vari kutonga pane zviri kuitika
izvi. That humble attitude of your departed pastor.
Kuzvininipa kukwaive nemufundisi wenyu.
Will see you through.
Kuchaita kuti mukunde.
I believe these ministers agree with me that Brother Blessing fought a good fight.
Ndotenda kuti vashumiri vari pano vanowirana neni kuti Ama Blessing vakarwa kurwa kwakanaka.
Being that it's a fight.
Tichiziva kuti kurwa.
No doubt.
Handina kana kupokana.
It gives us scars here and there.
Zvinotipa mavanga apo neapo.
And chips fall sometimes where they are not supposed to fall.
Zvinhu zvichienda munzira isingafane kuenda.
But Brother Chesa somehow.
Asi hama Chesa neimwe nzira.
When we were laboring.
Amen.
When we were laboring in the
field. Patanga tichishanda mumunda.
We gave each other, I believe, the least chips and exchanges.
Taiwana zvimezwa taikurukurana nekupanana kuti tiwane kuita basa.
I don't know if he's got it. Hatina kukwadzana steric.
We did not fellowship so much.
There is chips that always fall.
Pane zvinova.
It's a fight.
Kurwa uku.
Peter and Paul, there's some chips falling. You know.
Peter na Paulo, pane kuita kusawirana kunomboitika.
Paul and Agabus, you know what I mean.
Paulo na Barnabas, masubata.
Brother Chesa was just a messenger of peace.
Asi Brother Chesa, vanga vangori munhu werugare.
He would just make you deflated.
Vaingoita kuti iwe ubva wangoponja.
And I want to say, my sentiments to Pastor Chesa.
Ndoda kutaura mashoko aya pamusoro paPastor Chesa.
Zora zvakanaka, Pastor.
Rest in peace, Pastor.
Akaedza kunditendeutsawo mukuraura achinditora tichienda kuningu kuDawendale.
He tried to make me to also love fishmen, taking me to Dawendale.
Brother Joe Handekan, Monday ngeye kuzorora.
Brother Joe, let's go. Monday is the rest day.
Kana zvisina kunyanya kukwidza ndoti hora iti Monday
ito. If I was in good mood, we would go.
Ndakamboti itei ndikati ah izvi zvino ndishupa.
I went a few times, then I said no, this is not my area.
Ndikati chizwa iyo Chesa.
Then I said listen Chesa.
Ndakakutangidza kuparidza iyo.
I showed you to preach.
Yeah, ndakakutangidza.
I preached before you.
Ndakazviwana kubva kare asi ndakakutangidza kuparidza iyo.
I received it many years before you. I started preaching before you.
Saka pese paunozoenda kuoraura hove ndikanga ndisipo zviya.
So whenever you go fishing and I'm not there. Because you are a believer of the message. You bring the tithe here.
He never failed. Many times if I was around, Brother Joe,
there is your fish at home. Come and take.
Amen. I want just to let you stand at this time and read just my scripture to say bye bye to Brother Blessing. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, giver of every good gift. Our hearts are torn apart. But inside we are also happy that it has only taken this for us to realize what a great man this humble servant was.
Amen.
We thank you for his life, his wife, his children who are here, the family and the Eastleigh Church. Bless these few words here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I wish to read while we are standing from the book of Revelation chapter 14, a familiar funeral scripture on verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their works. From their labors, yes. And their works do follow them. You may be seated. The Lord bless his reading.
Ipapo ndakanzwa inzwi richibva kudenga richiti, nyora uti vakafa vanofira munashe vakaropafadzwa kubva zvino. Hono zvino zvinotaura mweya kuti vazorora pakubata kwavo kukuru nokuti mabasa avo anovatevera.
I title my sentiments Brother Blessing's final blessing.
Ndinopa musoro kumashoko angu kuti hama maropafadzo ekupedzisira kune hama Blessing.
Brother's blessings, final blessing.
Maropafadzo ekupedzisira kuna hama blessing.
Revelation 14:13 tells us that blessed are the dead which die in the Lord.
Revelation 14:13 notara kuti vakaropafadzo ava vanofa munashe.
So death is a blessing then.
Saka rufu maro iropafadzo ka.
And our brother has come to his final last blessing.
He was a
blessing to me.
He
was a blessing to his wife.
He
was a blessing to his family. He was a blessing to his church. He was a blessing to the bride.
Body.
He was a blessing to many, many. And in his blessing, he was rightly named Blessing. And today
he
lies here silent. Don't cry. He has come to his last blessing. Yes, blessed are the dead. It is his blessing. Not your blessing. You are not yet dead. You are still there. When you die in the Lord, that will be your final blessing. That's why we are crying. That's why we are crying and mourning. It's not our final blessing. But it is Brother Blessing's blessing. So I'm requesting you all tonight to wipe away your tears and to rejoice tonight. Simply because the Bible says rejoice with those who are rejoicing. Brother Blessing is rejoicing tonight. He has come to his final blessing. He's rejoicing with those who have gone on. He's rejoicing with Brother G. He's rejoicing with Brother Eric. He's rejoicing with Brother Jeremiah. Many, many more who has gone before. And tonight, because he is rejoicing, I request you all to rejoice together with him. And say, travel well, warrior. Travel well, Gentile warrior. Travel well, gentle warrior. Travel well, gentle, humble warrior. Join us in this blessing. To die in the Lord is a blessing. And today, Brother Blessing has received his final blessing. He died in the Lord. Blessed are they who die in the Lord. He has come to his final blessing. His last and final beatitude. Life is full of blessings. Different types of blessings. Life is full of beatitudes. Full of good things. Many, many good things. But the climax of the blessing, the height of the blessing, is to die in the Lord. No matter how much you are blessed, no matter how much blessings you have, but if you fail to come to this blessing, all those other blessings mean nothing at all. This is the blessing of all blessings. Blessed are they who hold on until they die right on the pulpit preaching. Our pastor was preaching last Sunday. He died right on the battlefront. That's the final blessing. Jesus spoke about many, many blessings. And he spoke about in Matthew, and he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they which do hunger. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they which are persecuted. Blessed are you when men shall revile you. When they shall hate you. And then the prophet comes. Then he speaks on a forgotten beatitude. He speaks about a forgotten beatitude. He says over in Matthew 11 verse 6. Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended. He slots in that final blessing there. And the prophet says, and Jesus, when he came into his power, he went up on the mountain and began to teach the people. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. Blessed are the poor. For as is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when you are revived. And persecuted. He was typing Moses there. But this beatitude is over in the 11th chapter. In
chapter 11
and the 6th verse.
Verse 6.
And if you don't watch, you will read right over the top of it. And you won't get it.
What was it?
It's wedged in between other words. But it is a beatitude. He said, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Jesus gave us the commonly referred to as the 10 Beatitudes. The prophet came and told us about a forgotten
Beatitude.
And tonight I want to remind you of your final Beatitude, your final blessing. No matter who says what? No matter how hot the battle becomes, no matter how high that things be, the bills become, hold on, my brother. Come to your final blessing. Brother Blessing was called Blessing.
Brother Blessing, why is he blessing?
He was a blessing. And today,
Nasi.
He has come to his final blessing. Oh, brother, sister. Don't fail to come to your final blessing. What use is running all your life?
It's
right before your finishing line, you go off into strange teaching. You go off into strange doctrine. Hold on to the faith.
Eastly
Church, wipe away your tears.
History Church,
wipe away your tears.
Fukutai musozi.
Brother Blessing has come to his final blessing.
Vasvika paro pafazere
kukuma. He's leaving the baton in your hand.
Varikusira ichimutiko muri.
You get to your final blessing as well.
Iwe sika paro pafazere kore kupedzira.
Why is it a final blessing?
Seiro pafazere kupedzira.
Blessed are they.
Vakaro pafazo avo.
Which come to the first resurrection.
Vanosvika paro mugore kutanga.
How can you get there?
Unosvika posei.
Outside of the door of death.
Kunze kwakupinda nerusuo rerufu.
Flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. How can you get there unless you come through this blessing here? This is the final blessing here. You need to die so that it opens up before you a portal into your immortal body. For this mortal
must
put on immortality. This corruption must put on incorruption. Death must be swallowed up by victory. Death is a conquered enemy. It's a defeated foe. That's why the Apostle Paul, with that gem of eternal life, he said, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Oh, brother, sister, when you have accepted the message of your
day,
blessed are they that can hear the voice of this prophecy. Blessed are they that will keep the sayings of this book so that they may have a right to the tree of life. Bye bye, brother, blessing.
Bye bye. But a blessing.
He will forever remain a blessing. And for you who are here, don't limit your blessings to what you get on this life. Remember, there is a final beatitude. There is a final blessing. Do all that you can to get to your final blessing. Die in the Lord. There was a preacher who was preaching and he was having problems in his church. Things were just driving him almost insane. Right while he was preaching, he began to almost feel his heart jumping out of him. And right behind the pulpit there was a cross there. So he staggered backward. Put one hand on the other side of the cross. Put the other hand on the other side of the cross. And he says, oh
Jesus,
right on this cross here, right behind my pulpit, I am coming to meet you right now. Oh, what a joy it is. What a blessing it is, brother. When life becomes so difficult, when ends fail to meet, when divorce is looming in your home, when children are out on the rampage, when diseases are flooding you, you have a hope tonight. There is a hope in Jesus Christ. The message of the hour is the message of life. The message of the hour is the message of resurrection. You were resurrected from Laodicea. You were resurrected from Babylon. No doubt you will be again raised up from the dead. God bless you, Harare. God bless you, Zimbabwe. God bless you, Eastleigh. God bless you, Pastor Mabogo.
Thank you. Pastor Mabogo. Hallelujah.
Oh, amen. Belt up.
Amen.
And get ready to take off.
Togadzira kuenda.
Brother Rugare, just give us kana vakundi vopinda.
Brother Rugare, give us that song when the saints go marching in. Just for a little bit.